an attachment to precepts and practices. The expectation of purification through doing things in a particular way, whether it's to the extreme as I think of the time of the Buddha, the weird and wonderful practices that they used to do. It's, well, probably still do in India. There's one discourse where these two ascetics come to visit the Buddha, and one of them does the dog practice and the ascetic practice of doing all his conduct is like a dog, and another one is the cow practitioner. Does everything like a cow, imitates these are ascetic practices that they really sort of curl up, you know, really going up to visiting the Buddha and paying homage and then sort of curling up like a dog at his Buddha's feet. Sort of licking himself and they did these things with the belief that just following as much as possible that this kind of a practice, this kind of a way of action, that it would by doing that, then this was an ascetic purification, tapas, and would bring about rebirth in heaven, a heavenly rebirth. And the Buddha didn't really concur with that. He said, well, and he wouldn't, they asked him what would be the result of this perfecting this practice, and the Buddha didn't want to answer until he was pressed, and finally he said, well, it's one of two results. Either one's reborn as a dog by perfecting that action and imitating that action, or one's reborn in a hell realm just because of the delusion and ignorance that is so firmly rooted. And, at best, one gets reborn as a dog. That this precept and practice, the attachment to the precept and practice, and purification comes through keeping this particular set of rules, this particular set of ways of doing it. And one can do that with mindfulness of breathing as well. If I just sit here and watch this breath come in and watch it go out, and make that breath perfect. Somehow it's going to make me liberated. I don't know how, but somehow it's going to do it. If I just do it enough. And that it's not true. It has to have. That's an attachment. And the thing is, they say relinquishing attachment doesn't mean relinquishing the actual practice and training. It's approaching it with wisdom and understanding, using it so that it's freeing oneself from attachment and clinging. The developing of all these the nuances of this practice and training, so that it's one's cultivating those balances of discernment and faith, the balances of energy and tranquility, the balances of attending wisely to the to the breath. And of course, with that attending wisely comes this release, this relinquishing, this letting go, dropping of attachment, dropping of the clinging and the object of clinging.